This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ayyuhal ikhwa, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and send blessings and peace on His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After saying salam, nasallallahu ta'ala an yataqabbal minna ويغفر لنا ذنوبنا ويكفر عنا سيئاتنا نسأله بعلم نافع ورزق واسع وعليه نتوكل وإليه المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وهو حسبنا فنعم المولى ونعم المصير. We ask Allah to accept from us, to forgive us, to be merciful upon us, and we ask Him for useful, beneficial knowledge and understanding and wide sustenance. On Him we utterly depend, and to Him is our return. There is no power and might except that of Allah. So, brothers and sisters, for those of you who joined us, we are on, inshallah, Hadith As-Sadisa Ashar, on Hadith number 16. And this hadith, which is from reported as Imam An-Nawawi says, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal anna rajulan qala lin-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awsini qal la taghdab faraddada miraran qala la taghdab. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says, a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, counsel me, give me advice. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very brief, two words, mujizul kalam, yeah, which is one of the attributes given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only in regards to the Quran he was sent down, but himself as well, a few words, and so beneficial and comprehensive as well, and appropriate for who he's addressing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is an example of that. In fact, you, as I've mentioned before, originally at the Indian introduction, you find very few ahadith which are qawli, from the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking, which are long and laborious. Very few. Majority of hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are short. This is one of the ways to recognize, one of the ways that ulama of hadith recognize the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it was short and succinct. And you look at even these 40 hadith, 42 that An-Nawawi's put together, they're all very short. And the longer ones, in fact, you look at the hadith of Jibreel, that's not Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking. That's he came and he did this, and then he asked this, and then he said that, and the answers the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving. See, that's what makes the hadith long. So in a sense, that's an important thing. So the man asks, counsel me, the Prophet said, do not get angry. So the man repeated his request, counsel me, asking for, like asking for more, as was with Sahaba sometimes, that they ask for more, not sometimes realizing the comprehensive benefit of what the Prophet already said to them. So the Prophet kept repeating in his answer, la taghdab, don't get angry. This hadith, in some, I don't know which copy you have of 40 hadith in front of you, Has anybody got a copy of Imam Nawawi's Arba'een with them now while we're doing it?
Yes, I do have Suhail.
Okay, is that with translation or with, without?
It's with translation, yes.
Okay, I think if you notice, it maybe if you have the same copy as me. Now, in Arabic, it says Rawahu al-Bukhari. Okay, that is reported by Imam Bukhari. He means in his Sahih. Okay, if you look across at the page in English, what does it say?
It says both.
Yes, it was related by al-Bukhari and Muslim. So we wonder why the translators put that, which is interesting. That's a mistake, not only the translation. Actually, as some scholars said, in some manuscripts of Imam Nawawi's Arba'een, it says in it, Rawahu Muslim. Okay, reported by Imam Muslim. Yet in other manuscripts, like this one in the Arabic, it says Rawahu al-Bukhari. Yeah, so this is the correct one. But in the English, is a mistake still. It seems to they've either got it from somewhere else. I don't know why in English it says that, but in Arabic it's correct. Why would you add that in English? So that's a mistake. You can put a cross where it says Muslim, because actually it is not reported in Sahih Muslim. He didn't have it in his collection. This hadith, which is very famous, comes, this is in Bukhari, but it comes in other ways as well. Imam Tirmidhi reports it as well. For example, in his version from Abu Huraira, again, it says, Ja'a rajul ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Allimni shay'an wa la tukthir. Teach me something, but don't tell me lots of things. Yeah, wala tukthir alayya la alli a'yihi. Don't tell me lots of things so that, you know, perhaps I can remember. In other words, tell me only a few things that I can remember them. Qal la taghdab. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't get angry. And he repeated his request, faraddada dhalika miraran kullu dhalika Yaqul, and each time he repeated his request, the Prophet ﷺ said, La tawdab, do not get angry. There's a version in Tirmidhi who said, Hadha hadithu hasanu sahih. Yeah, and he's a student of Imam Bukhari as well, which is also authentic. Another version of the same hadith is mentioned, two versions in Ahmad. Similar. So here, these hadith are giving you a bit more detail, especially the man saying, don't tell me too much. So he's actually saying it from himself as well. So Prophet is being succinct, but he's also asking for that as well, it seems. So he in a version in Ahmad, he says, and a rajul qal ya Rasulullah, that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, kulli qawlan wa aqlil alayya. Yeah. Tell me something, but be succinct, yeah? لَأَلِّي أَعْقِلُهُ, in order that I can understand what you've said, meaning or remember it. قَالْ لَا تَغْدَبْ فَعَادَ عَلَيْهِ مِرَارًا كُلَّ ذَلِكَ. Yeah, يَقُولْ لَا تَغْدَبْ. Similar to the hadith in Tirmidhi, this one in Ahmad, that he kept on repeating it a few times, and each time he asked the same request, he got the same answer, La tawdab, do not get angry. Another one in Ahmad, and it never mentions the companion's name who's asking this from the Sahaba, obviously Sahabi. He's saying to, it seems, perhaps Abu Huraira, that I said to the Messenger of Allah, give me counsel. He said, don't get angry. So at the end of this version, which is also authentic in Ahmad, the man says, فَفَكَّرْتُ هِنَا قَالَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Yeah, مَا قَالَ. So I reflected on what the Prophet ﷺ had said to me. And this is his conclusion. This is the man's conclusion. قَالَ الْغَدَبْ. yajma ushar kulli. Yajma ushar kulla. That I thought and reflected on it, and I realized that actually getting angry, it seems to be the basis of all bad and evil. That's him saying it and reflecting on it. Not necessarily all as incomplete, but what he's realizing that getting angry has a big part to play in the bad stuff that we do, some of the bad stuff that we do, significant part to play. So do not get angry. Imam Nawawi, I like what he says, is very brief in his exposition. He says, and Prophet saying don't get angry means that don't act out or do anything while you are angry. Yeah, and he's saying, this saying don't doesn't mean that don't, yeah, it's not saying that you can't have anger, yeah, because he's saying that's something which is according to the nature of human beings, and it is impossible for human beings not to actually get angry. So la taghdab means don't control the consequences of anger, which is very wise words from Imam Nawawi, actually. Now, Imam Nawawi then mentions a handful of hadith in his exposition. Unfortunately, nearly all of them are weak, but I want to mention some of them because they're very famous as well. Imam Tufi mentions one or two of the same ones, as does Ibn Rajab as well. For example, a hadith in Ahmad saying, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغَضَبْ فَإِنَّهُ جَمْرَةٌ تَتَوَقَّدَ فِي فُوَآدِ ابْنِ آدَمْ. Beware of anger, because it is like a cinder, embers, which are burning in the heart of the children of Adam. This is also in Tirmidhi, in a longer version of the same hadith, yeah, which is also da'if, although Imam Tirmidhi says Hassan. Well, and the meaning's okay. If you want to follow Imam Tirmidhi's assessment of it, that's okay. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ إِذَا غَضِبَ كَيْفَ تَحْمَرُ عَيْنَاهُ. Have you not seen that when one of you becomes angry, how his eyes become red? وَتَنْتَفِهُ أَوْدَاجُ. And his veins in his neck, yeah, become all swollen out of this anger. Yeah, then فَإِذَا حَسَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. And if any of you feels like this, yeah, from this, فَلْيَتَّجَعْ, then they should, he should lie down. أَوْ لَيَلْصَقْ بِالْأَرْضِ. Or again, the idea again, lie down or stick to the earth means sit down, basically, or lie down. It can mean both. This is daif, as is the hadith in Abu Dawud, which says, "Inna al-ghadab min al-shaytan." Surely anger is from shaytan. Wa inna al-shaytan khulika min al-nar. But surely Satan has been created from fire. Wa inna ma yutfi al-nar al-ma'u. And fire is only put out by water. فَإِذَا غَضِبَ أَحْدُكُمْ فَلْيَتَوَدَّ. So if one of you becomes angry, he or she should make wudu. And I remember, this is very famous, and we were taught this in da'wah many years back in some of our circles, that if you get angry, making wudu helps you cool down. And it was related as though it was from the Prophet. It is weak to the Prophet, this one and the one before. Another one says, in Abu Dawud and Ahmad, which is also weak, has a break in the chain from Abi Dhar. Yeah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, "Iza ghadib ahdukum wa huwa qa'im falyajlis." If any of you gets angry and he or she is standing, they should sit down. Fa in zahab anhu al-ghadab. And if the anger doesn't go, even by sitting down, then he or she should lie down. Okay, Sheikh Albani said this was authentic, but Sheikh Abdullah says, and others say, it is actually weak. Now, they may be weak, but nothing stops from the idea that if I'm standing up and if I sit down, that I'll be doing something wrong if I'm angry. And if I'm sitting down still feeling angry, go and have a lie down. Have a nap. That'll cool it down, doesn't it? Go and have a nap. Go to sleep or something when you're really angry, and it'll help. Or even actually angry, and you know they say go and splash some cold water on your face. Well, you can do that; it'll cool you down. But if you make wudu, that's even better because that's ibadah. Yeah. So there's nothing stopping doing that, but we don't have to say this is call of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you to go and do. And the idea of anger is from Shaytan in the weak hadith, again, which is in Abu Dawood. And we'll come back to that. And I said earlier, remember, as Imam Nawawi said, that getting angry is part and parcel of human nature. Yeah. So even if that was authentic, what would it mean? Yeah, it would mean that the consequences of anger, what people do, is from Shaitan. In other words, Shaitan takes advantage and uses the anger of a person and gets them to do things which are wrong and haram and do sin. Imam At-Tufi nicely says, he says, he says that evil or bad deeds, their foundation and source are only two. One, desire, a shahwa. Yeah, he said, for example, somebody doing zina or somebody doing robbery or stealing, their desire for the opposite sex and desire for wealth. Yeah. And he said that's one reason as a source of doing bad deeds. And the other, he said, is anger, actually. For example, somebody becoming angry and killing somebody or hitting somebody or abusing somebody, swearing at somebody, all this, the source of it is anger itself. So these are two sources, he said. And he says that the treatment of anger, he says, has two goals. One is prevention, and the other is to uplift and remove it. So we're talking about preventative therapy, yeah, for medics, and actual treatment when it arrives to try and alleviate or treat after the occurrence. Prevention of anger, he said, is to remember the virtues of being forbearing, yeah, that Allah and His Messenger have taught us, and being forgiving, and to fear Allah, yeah? To fear Allah, to remember Allah, to do dhikr of Allah, and those kind of things. That would prevent the anger from coming in the first place. And if it comes to lift it, he said, and he mentioned the weak hadith about sitting down or lying down, but you can just use that anyway, is a way to go make wudu, splash cold water. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll see from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually, which wasn't mentioned by At-Tufi, where I'll mention it here, since it's relevant, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith says, استبى رجلان عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فجعل أحدهما تحمر عيناه وتنتفخ أوداجه. That two people started abusing each other, yeah, in front of the Messenger of Allah in his presence. And one of these people, their state was that his eyes became red and his neck veins became swollen up, meaning out of anger. The Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, Qala Rasulullah SAW, the Messenger of Allah SAW, since seeing him like this and they're in his presence, he said, Inni la a'rifu kalimatan, law qalaha la dhahaba anhu alladhi yajibu yajib. He said, I know of a wording, if he was the one who's full of this anger and rage, was to utter it, it would remove what has overtaken it. La dhahaba anhu alladhi yajib. Yeah. Meaning the anger that's overtaken will dissipate. Yeah, and he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. In Prophet ﷺ saying, these are the words he should say. But the man, out of anger, look how he responds. فَقَالَ رَجُلْ وَهَلْ تَرَى بِي مِنْ جُنُونَ. Do you see me as mad or something that I have to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim? So he's still angry, despite the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. And in one transmission, he says, Inni lastu bi majnoon, I am not mad. I am not mad. Yeah. So instead of taking the advice of Prophet, he responds like that because he's still full of this fit of rage. So the treatment, which is authentic from the Prophet, is actually to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan the rejected. And Imam At-Tufi also mentions, he says, some nice things he says. He says, human beings in regards to anger can be put into two categories. He says, one who is defeated, by the animal nature. Yeah, which means he's suggesting that the anger is from the animal side of the nature of the human being. And he or she cannot control it. They've already been overtaken and defeated by it. And he's saying that is most of human beings. Most people are like this. Yeah, they just let it get completely out of hand and it completely overtakes them. He's saying a second category of people is the one who overcomes this nature. They themselves overcome this animal nature, in other words, by practice. Yeah, in other words, to control it. And they're able to control it. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, La tamgab, he's saying, because one is able to do that. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for him saying, La tamgab, don't get angry if you couldn't control it. In other words, people cannot use the excuse that, oh, that's just my nature. You know, I was made like that. So that's what he's suggesting in regards to that. Okay, Ibn Rajab, he says the meaning of don't get angry as two possible meanings. One is the meaning that stay away from anger completely. Yeah. La taghdab. Anger itself, stay away from. He's saying, and this is done by practicing good character, good etiquettes, being forbearing, being modest. Yeah, having humility, sabr, being forgiving, and so that if you carry on practicing this, then this becomes part of your nature and you don't get angry. On the other side, he says, the second meaning it could have, yeah, is don't act on your anger. Yeah, لا تعملوا بمقتضى الغضب. When anger comes, don't act on it. Don't do anything that you're going to regret, in other words. But control yourself, yeah, to prevent carrying out or doing or saying anything, yeah, because of anger. To remove the consequences, bad consequences that anger can bring. So he said these are two possibilities. And he's saying the second possibility is suggested also by the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And when something angers them, they are forgiving. Something angers them means they become angry. Quran is already suggesting it, okay? That something angers them, yeah, when they become angry, they are forgiving. And we'll come back to that ayah later. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That's a verse we'll come to later on as well. Those who control the anger, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, and forgive people. So controlling anger means anger's actually there. It's established, the Quran is telling us that anger's there, but they control it. So he's saying, and he gives the example of the two who were quarreling, and which had the hadith which I just mentioned, of Bukhari Muslim, and the Prophet ﷺ saying, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, it will make it dissipate. Now, let me just move on. There's a suggestion in what I've said already from Imam Tufi. And this is important to clear. And Ibn Rajab, when he mentions two kind of people, those not two kind of people, two possible meanings of the application of this hadith I've just mentioned. One is that just don't get angry in the first place, and the second is possible meaning is that when you get angry, control yourself. Imam Zaragoza takes those two categories of meanings and adds a third to it, and he seems to like the third. Imam Zaragoza said there's a third interpretation, which is given by somebody called Al-Baytar. And he takes a literal meaning, suggesting that anger is not natural. This is what Al-Baytar says, which is mentioned in the third interpretation by Imam Zaragoza. So stop it before it happens, anger itself, and saying it's not natural, yeah, which is contradicting what Imam Nawawi said, which I agree with. I don't mean I agree with the contradiction. I agree with Imam Nawawi. And also contradicting what, to some extent, it's on the effect, but what Imam At-Tufi said, because Imam At-Tufi said it is from animal instinct. And I disagree with that as well. Yeah, that's also suggesting it's not natural for human beings to get angry, and it's only for animals to get angry, which is nonsense, actually. Yeah, it is human nature to get angry, not animal nature. And this third interpretation, Imam Zaragoza seems to like, because he says people get angry over trivial things all day long. Some claims it's just their nature and character, as I mentioned to you earlier, where I said. So, however, he says all the views are included in La Taghdab. All right, I don't agree with that, that all the three views are included. My own conclusion is that the first and second view are both included in La Taghdab, which is doing things to prevent yourself, make your character more forbearing, gentle, and if you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're less likely to get angry. But things will still make you angry. Yeah, so it does apply to La Tongue of Dare, but especially it applies to the second category, that when you actually become angry, you control yourself. And I'm more inclined towards the second one, even though the first meaning is still possible. Why am I more inclined to the second one? Because even the best of people from the Sahaba and their secondary, even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Anbiya and prophets before him got angry. Imam Zarabozna makes a statement in his exegesis, in his exposition of this hadith. He says, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never got angry. That is not true. That is not true. You need to know that. And I'm going to show you lots of evidences now to show you that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did get angry. Before I go there, it is reported in Bukhari Muslim, and this is about Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha getting angry. Yeah, in Bukhari Muslim, it is reported that from Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, she said, Qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me one day, he said, Inni la'alamu idha kunti anni radiya wa idha kunti anni ghadba. He said, surely I know, O Aisha, when you are pleased and happy with me, and also when you are angry with me. فَقُلْتْ مِنْ أَيْنَ تَعْرِفْ ذَلِكَ. How do you know this? So I said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can you tell this? How do you know? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is quite amusing as well, actually. إِذَا كُنْتِ أَنِّي رَاضِيَ. When you are happy and pleased with me, فَإِنَّكِ تَقُولِينَ لَا وَرَبِّ مُحَمَّدْ. When you're pleased, you say, no, by the Lord of Muhammad. Yes, you tell yourself, by the Lord, by Allah, in other words, by the Lord of Muhammad, that's what you say. وَإِذَا كُنْتِ عَلَيَّ غَضْبًا. And when you are angry with me, yeah, he's using the word غَضْب, which means to be angry. قُلْتِ, then you say, لَا وَرَبِّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. then you say, no, by the Lord of Abraham. You don't say by the Lord of Muhammad then. Qalat, she said, Kultu, I said then, Ajal, that's true. Wallahi ya Rasulullah, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, ma ahjur illa ismak. I only leave out your name, O Messenger of Allah. I don't do anything else. I just leave out your name. I find that beautiful, amusing hadith, but it also shows about Aisha radiallahu anha getting angry. The Prophet said in famous hadith, La yahkum, in Bukhari Muslim, La yahkumu ahadun bayna ithnain wa huwa ghadban. No person should make rule, yeah, or judgment or decision between two people as arbitration while he or she is in a state of anger. No judge, no person, that comes in variety of a hadith, not to make any kind of assessment and an arbitration or judgment while one is angry. Yeah, it shows you that people are going to be angry. So it's natural to be angry. That's indicating as well, isn't it? And then we have the story of Musa alayhi salam. Go back for this because even though Now, even though Imam Tufi mentions, but remember Imam Tufi suggesting that anger is from animal instinct. So he mentions, nevertheless, he says, what about the hadith, yeah, which mentions Musa alayhi salam as getting angry? Yeah. So this is the hadith in Bukhari Muslim. Yeah. So he's making the argument in some. He says, فَإِن قُلْتَ مَاذَا عَنْ مُوسَى فِي حَدِيثِ فِي بُخَارِ مُسْلِمِ. If you were to say, what about Musa alayhi salam, that if you're saying this is only from animal instinct. اِقْتَسَلَ عُرْيَانًا, it said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that he was bathing himself naked, of course, nobody seeing him. وَوَضَعَ ثَوْبَهُ عَلَى حَجَرٍ, and he put his clothes on a rock. فَنَّفَرَ الْحَجَرِ, and the rock ran away. The rock ran away. Allah made this happen, of course. فَجَمَعَ مُوسَى فِي إِثْرِهِ. Yeah, means he ran after it, the rock, because it ran away with his clothes. يَقُول ثَوْبِي يَا حَجَرِ, ثَوْبِي يَا حَجَرِ, shouting, my clothes, you rock, oh rock, my clothes. ثُمَّ تَفِكَ يَضْرِبُهُ بِأَصَى. Then when he caught up with it, he hit it with a stick so many times hard that it's the marks of the stick left 6 or 7 markings on the stone. Yeah. So he's saying, what is interesting what Imam Tufi says. He says, هَذَا غَضَبَ عَلَى الْحَجَرِ. This was only anger on a stone, not a person. La ala shay hayyin. La ala shayin hayyin, not on anything which was living. So he's trying to justify the anger here. But I've got a bigger story than that for Musa alayhi salam getting angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and he's missed it, Imam Tawfi. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Musa alayhi salam returns with the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the alwah, on the big stone tablets, the Ten Commandments, you could say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, when he was away for 40 nights, 40 days, the believers, Bani Israel at the time, even though Harun alayhi salam was there, left as in charge, they made a golden calf and started worshipping that. They started doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in that short period of time. So then the Quran says in Surah 7, verse 150, you can see, وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ. Yeah. And when Musa alayhi salam returned to his people, غَضْبَانَ, angry. The Quran is telling him he got angry. Angry with who? One, angry with the rock. He's angry with his people. He's angry with his brother, actually. Look what he does. غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. And also very sad and regretful for what he saw. قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي. Evil is what you've done after I've gone. Yeah. Hang on. Let me just find Surah 7 as well. Verse 150. Yeah, so we just said Rabban Asifa Qala Bitsama Khalaftumuni. He said, vile is the course that you've taken after I've been absent, Min Badi. Ajiltum Amra Rabbikum. Could you not patiently wait for the decree of your Lord? Meaning Wa al qal al wa Alqal alwaha fa akhadha wa alqal alwaha wa akhadha bi ra'si akhihi yajurruhu ilay. Look what his anger made him do. It wasn't with a rock, Allah says. So he threw the tablets and they broke. That was revelation sent from Allah. He threw them in anger because he couldn't believe what he's seeing. You know, that's why the Prophet ﷺ sent an authentic hadith linked to this. He said, "Laysa al-khabar kal-mu'ayyana." News of something happening is not the same as seeing it with your own eyes. Yeah, statement of the Prophet ﷺ, which is authentic and mentioned by Ibn Abi Hatim in his tafsir. ليس الخبر كالمعاينة. Yeah, news, receiving news, not the same as viewing it, seeing it with your own eyes. يرحم الله موسى. May Allah have mercy on Musa. Yeah. أخبره ربه أن قومه فتنوا بعده. Allah, his Lord, informed him, that means while he was still on At-Tur, the mountain of Tur, about what the fitna, yeah, his people were doing after him. فَلَمْ يَلْقِ الْوَاحِ, and he didn't throw the tablets, the alwah, with the revelation on them. فَلَمَّا رَآهُمْ, however, when he saw them, وَآيُنَهُمْ, and saw them with his own eyes, أَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحِ, he threw the tablets then, as the Quran mentions, yeah? وَأَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ, he didn't just throw the tablets, look what he did after that. He took a hold of his brother's head and hair, and he dragged him towards himself, yeah? He dragged his brother Harun, who's a prophet of God as well. So this is anger of Musa alayhi salam. Yeah. Because of he saw shirk happening from believers. Yeah. قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني. So Harun alayhi salam responds when that happens to him. He says, my brother, my mother's son. Yeah, it's pleading with him, my brother, in other words. The people overpowered me and almost killed me, so let not my enemies gloat over me. In other words, don't do this to me. They already maltreated me. I didn't give permission for this, so don't make me look even bad, worse in front of them by doing this to me. Yeah. So there you are. Musa alayhi salam is mentioned as becoming angry, and actually consequences of his anger are there as well, which no doubt he regretted afterwards, doing that to Harun alayhi salam. But he was overtaken by what he saw of the shirk of his people committing after all the favors Allah had granted them and saved them from Pharaoh. Okay, I think that partly rests my case of disagreeing with Imam Tufi, not animal instinct, very much human nature. Sahaba, I just mentioned to you, getting angry in the hadith of Tudamagi and then Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before I mention the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting angry, we need to mention what Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha says about his character nevertheless. And he was the best of characters, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas said, and this is part of the hadith, so I'm going to go to the actual fuller part of it, which is in a Sahih Muslim. But it's also a version of it in Bukhari as well. So this says, Anas says, أَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of characters from human beings. فَأَرْسَلَنِي يَوْمًا لِحَاجَةٍ. He sent me to go and do something, what he needed doing. Yeah, the Messenger of Allah, Anas is saying. Anas was khadim, was a servant, young man who was a servant serving the Messenger of Allah, not a slave. He said, yeah, then he says, فَقُلْتُ, and I said, وَاللَّهِ لَا أَذْهَبْ, by Allah, I'm not going to go, okay? I would not go. It seems he's saying that to himself, by Allah, I'm not going to go. Yeah, young man, feeling lazy. So anyway, then he goes, and then he says, وَفِي نَفْسِي أَنْ أَذْهَبَ لِمَا أَمَرَنِي بِهِ نَبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَخَرَجْتُ. But inside me, my inside was saying, I have to go and do what the Prophet ﷺ has ordered me to do. So I went out, he said. In other words, to go and do it. حَتَّى أَمُرَّ عَلَى سُبْيَانٍ, until he passed by some of his mates, yeah, young men, yeah, playing in the street. So it seems he gets carried away with playing with them. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, and they were playing. فِي السُّوكِ, in the marketplace. فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So in other words, he got busy with them as well. Then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم قَدْ قَبَضَ بِقَفَايَ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ. He took a hold, obviously Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turned up later on while he's playing around, and he got a hold of me from the back of my neck, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not in pain or anything, but just took a hold of me. And he says, قَالْ فَنَذَرْتُ إِلَيْهِ. Then I looked at him to see who it was. وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ فَقَالْ. And he was laughing. The Messenger of Allah was laughing. And he said, يَا أُنَيْسِ أَذَهَبْتَ حَيْثُ أَمَرْتُكَ. Yeah. Oh, Unais, his name is Anas. Unais means young Unais. Did you go to do what I told you to go and do? قَالْ قُلْتُ نَعَمْ. He said, I said, yes. أَنَّ أَذْهَبُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I am going, O Messenger of Allah. I'm still on the way, in other words. قَالَ أَنَسْ. Now Anas said, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ خَدَمْتُهُ تِسْعَ سِنِينَ. By Allah, I served the Messenger of Allah 9 years. ما علمته قال لشيء صنعته لما فعلت كذا وكذا. Yeah, I don't know any time when he about anything I'd done. Yeah, that he said to me, why did you do so and so? Meaning, if I'd done anything negative, I don't remember him even saying anything like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Only saying interaktuhu, or something which I'd left and not done. Yeah. Halla fa'alta kada wa kada. Yeah. Why have you not done so and so and so and so? Yeah. I didn't even find him saying that to me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying. And Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha also says about the character of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith. Hang on. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. And Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, qalat ma daraba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shay'an qattu bi yadihi wa lam ra'a tan wa la khadiman. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never hit or smacked with his hand anything ever by his hand. Not even not a woman, not a servant. She meant not even an animal. Yeah. Not a servant, any woman. Yeah. Illa an yujahida fi sabilillah, except if he was fighting, and jihad here means fighting in war in the way of Allah. وَمَا نِيلَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ قَطُّ فَيَنْتَقِمْ مِنْ صَاحِبِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يُنْتَهَكَ شَيْءٌ مِنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ فَيَنْتَقِمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And the Prophet ﷺ, she says further, never took revenge for anything for himself. Yeah? And something done, something personal to him, that he took revenge on them. Yeah, this is not hitting, just taking revenge on them. Except unless the thing was something which was inviolable by Allah, meaning haram, so which was a crime, and then he would take revenge for Allah, the Almighty. something which a punishment, in other words, has been ordained by in the Sharia for a crime like stealing and or like murder, etc., or like zina that we talked about before, then he would take only in those situations, or qadf, for example, slander of a chaste woman, all those things, then the Prophet he's not doing it, he's doing it according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not taking personal revenge. So that's significant. Now, the Prophet nevertheless did get angry. And here, this is why the Prophet said, which is in Sahih Muslim. From Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Abu Hurairah said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allahumma innama Muhammadun basharun yaghdabu kama yaghdabu al-bashar. Yeah, oh Allah, Muhammad, meaning myself, is only a human being. He gets angry like other human beings get angry. The Prophet is saying himself in Sahih Muslim. So how can Zarabozo then say the Prophet never got angry? Can't say that. He's saying it himself in authentic hadith. Wa inni qad ittakhadhtu indak ahdan, and I have held and made a covenant with you. Yeah, oh Allah. Lan tukhlifanihi. Yeah. I have made a pledge and a covenant with you that you would not break, Ya Allah. Yeah. Yeah. Then he says, فَأَيُّمَا مُؤْمِنٍ أَذَيْتُهُ أَوْ سَبَبْتُهُ أَوْ جَلَدْتُهُ فَاجْعَلْهَا لَهُ كَفَّارَةً وَقُرْبَةً تُكَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For any believer who I have given, who I have harmed in any way, given trouble to, or cursed them, or hit them, make that an expiation for his sins, or her sins, and a source of nearness to you on the day of resurrection, So the Prophet ﷺ saying that, but we know he didn't hit anybody. This is Prophet ﷺ saying, just out in case out of anger I said something. Then make that an expiation for them instead. And here we have, so the Prophet is saying it himself, that that I get angry just like other human beings get angry. Prophet, here's hadith in Sahih Muslim. Prophet, he says from Umm al-Mu'min Aisha radiallahu anha again, qalat, رخص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أمر فتنزه عنه الناس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he gave permission or ruksa in something, ease in something, in a matter, as was the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, giving rukhas, make things easy for people. So he did it in a particular issue, and the people, some people amongst the companions avoided that ruksa. They wouldn't take from that facilitation being offered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was conveyed to him, فَتَنَزَّهُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So this behavior of some of the people who did that was conveyed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَغَضِبَ حَتَّى, he became angry until, حَتَّى بَانَ غضبه في وجهه, until the anger was clear on his face. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما بال أقوام يرغبون أما رخص لي فيه, فوالله لأنا أعلمهم بالله وأشدهم له خشية. Then he said, what's the matter with the people that they avoid that for which permission or facilitation has been granted for me? By Allah, I have the most knowledge of Allah amongst them and fear Him most amongst them all. Yeah. Meaning, are they more pious and more God conscious than me when I give the facilitation in the words and ease, and they should take it? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent as a mercy to us, no doubt. And another hadith. Here's another one in which is reported by Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, in which he says, "Qal ja'a rajulun li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Faqal inni la ata'akharu an salati subh min ajli fulanin mimma yutilu bina." That I avoid going to Salatul Fajr. A Sahabi saying that from Messenger of Allah. He actually says, I avoid going to Salatul Fajr. Yeah. Keep away from it because of such and such, meaning the Imam, who makes it so long. Yeah. Yutilu bina, makes us stand for ages, meaning he makes longer recitation. فَمَا رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ غَضِبَ فِي مَوْئِذَةٍ قَطُّ أَشَدَّ مِمَّا غَضِبَ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَالَ. So Abu Basud, who's reporting, is saying, I have never seen the Messenger of Allah so angry, yeah, when he was giving a reminder, then I saw him on that day with anger. And he said, when he was addressing the people, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُنَفِّرِينَ فَأَيُّكُمْ. Surely there are people amongst you who are making people run away. Yeah? Run away. Scaring them away. Then he said, فَأَيُّكُمْ أَمَّا النَّاسِ. Whichever one of you is an imam leading them in prayer, فَالْيُوجِزْ. Then they should make it succinct and short. فَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ الْكَبِيرُ وَالضَّعِيفُ وَذَا الْحَاجَةِ. For surely behind them is that person who is old, and that who is infirm and weak, and that who has need, even if those fit and well, they have need to go and do things. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Famous hadith, isn't it? They became very angry with somebody who was doing that. Other times, he was angry when he was being asked too many questions, and I mentioned that in a hadith before, and Omar would come to quench his anger, and when he saw the anger from the Prophet ﷺ face, in case some negative came out from the Prophet ﷺ mouth to some of the companions, as was indicated in other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, if some negative does come out, then make that as a kafara, which is not justified, then make it as a kafara for them. So Omar, in that situation, for example, saw the anger on the Prophet's face, which is mentioned again in Sahih Muslim. He said, Radina billahi rabba, we are pleased and happy with Allah as our Lord, wa bil Islam deenan, and Islam as our deen, wa bi Muhammadin nabiyyan, as Muhammad as our prophet. Na'udhu billahi min ghadabillahi wa ghadabi rasulihi. Yeah, we seek refuge in Allah from Allah's anger and from the anger of his messenger. Yeah. So by Umar doing that, it removed the anger from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and calmed him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith mentions. So those are examples to clarify that my disagreement with, firstly, that anger is an animal instinct. No, it is very much human instinct. And also with the idea that Prophet ﷺ himself got angry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah. But the Prophet was the best able to control anger than best of characters, better than any of us. Yeah. So we will falter, but the advice is still there. La taghdab means control the consequences of anger, means that we will falter sometimes as well. Yeah. We will falter sometimes, but controlling the anger means the consequences of anger. And that consequences of anger, remember when Imam At-Tufi says that the basis of bad deeds are either shahwa, yeah, desire, or it is anger, yeah? So what I would say to that, yeah, it is true that they are the basis, but desire and anger themselves are not animal instincts and not shaitan purely either. Shaitan uses those two natural human instincts to try and make us do haram, that we can say. But even shahwa or desire, is desire haram? Yeah, it is not. It is not, as some have suggested, as though it was haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, verse 14, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it has been beautified for human beings. What has been beautified? Allah's not saying it is beautiful. He's saying it has been beautified. Somebody has made it happen for human beings. Yeah, it's in that, comes across, it's said like that. Zuyyina linnas. What has been beautified for human beings is the desire for women, and vice versa for men, for women, has the same meaning. And children, the desire for children. Well, qanatir al-muqantaratin, heaps and heaps of gold, and min al-dhahabi wal-fidda, of gold and silver. Well, khayl al-musawwama, and branded horses. These are things that we love. Yeah? Is it haram to love these things? Of course it's not haram. They're being beautified in our nature, in other words. Who beautified them? Allah put them in our nature. Yeah? To have horses which are branded, and to have cattle, animals, yeah, sheep, cattle, and camels, etc. Well, harth, and to have crops and fruit. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is the enjoyments of this life. Yet, what Allah's warning here, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. But with Allah lies the best of abodes to return to. In other words, don't get carried away with these things. Think of the hereafter. That's where the real pleasures, yeah, and fulfillment of desire is. Now, when it says, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ, it doesn't make all those things haram, yeah? It's not. It's giving priority to the hereafter and not giving ithar to these mata'ul hayati dunya. Yeah, enjoy them, but don't put your eggs all in one basket and as though you're here forever to enjoy this, because you're not. Give priority to where immortality is going to be for the day of judgment and what's to come after. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. But the beautification and the desire for these things of shahwa has been put into us naturally by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan wants you just to be and uses this to beguile us. It's not that the shahwas and the desire is wrong, but shaitan wants us to either do zina, fulfill the desire with woman or man outside of marriage in a haram way, wants us to steal and burgle, yeah, and do people or out of money, yeah, to fulfill that desire. That's where the haram comes. So shaitan has a role to play in both. In the same way with ghadab, anger. Anger is a natural human desire. Yeah. But shaitan wants us to abuse and use that to make us in anger situation do things which we will regret, which are wrong. Yeah, either verbally or physically. And what we'll do, inshallah, next time, I haven't finished with this hadith, what kinds of thing are we talking about when it comes to anger? Yeah, what we're talking about, what happens, what people do, the difference between anger and being upset, which is qalb, which is different. There's two different things. Upset is not the same as anger, although anger may be mixed with being upset. And that's where we have to be careful. Yeah. So there may be being upset, which is qalq in Arabic, or inziaj, yeah, being upset, not the same as ghadab or ghayz. So we'll look at further as to what those things are. The consequences of those who control their anger from those things, yeah, to not carry them out and control their anger, what rewards are awaiting for them, as mentioned by the Quran. And then finally, next week, next time, we shall also look at anger and some of the consequences that fuqaha and ulama looked at. For example, somebody uttering divorce to his wife in a state of anger. Is that divorce applicable or not applicable? What are the different opinions of the ulama and the salaf in regards to that? Inshallah, that's for next time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Any questions from what we've covered today? Of course, there's still stuff to cover, so no point asking me questions about that when I haven't done that. I hope that was useful, brothers and sisters, for those of you who managed to join us. No questions?
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
Just want to ask you about the hadith you mentioned by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, saying that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm only a human being and I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, could you please just tell me one more time the later part of it? I think I missed it when he said, I get angry like any other human being.
It's a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahumma innama Muhammadun. Oh Allah, I am surely Muhammad. I'm only a human being. Yeah. Yaghdabu kama yaghdabu al-bashar. I get angry like human beings get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And inni qad ittakhadtu indak ahdan. And I have taken surely with you a promise. Oh Allah,
mm-hmm.
that you will never break. Yeah, what's the promise? For ayyuma mu'min, for whichever believer I upset, hurt, or insult, or even if I was to strike them, then make that for them because of my anger, make that for them a kafara. Kafara means expiation, wiping out of their sins. And a source of nearness to you on the day of resurrection. Sahih Muslim.
Jazakallah khairan. Now it's become clear to me.
You're welcome. Any other questions, brothers and sisters? No?
Could I just ask something? Sorry, it just assalamu alaikum. It just carrying on from what the sister, that hadith. So is that just related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is it for us as well? If somebody is angry with us unjustly, will that be expiation for our sins?
If somebody's angry with us unjustly, not necessarily, because in the end, otherwise, you could look at it in the way of zulm. If somebody wrongs us out of anger, either by being abusive or striking us, and we're patient, yes, in that sense, it would be, yes.
Okay.
It's potential for us from that way, isn't it? But the Prophet ﷺ, anything negative from him that's out of anger, he's taken a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will definitely work in the favor of the believer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jazakallah khair.
So from a different angle, if we've been wronged, of course, we become the mazloom, don't we? Whether the person's angry or not, we become the ones who wrong has been done to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no hijab between the dua of the mazloom and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is indicating the reward, especially if we have patience and sabr.
Okay, thank you, Jazakallah.
Welcome. Anybody else? Oh, fine. I hope we're all clear, inshallah, therefore, that anger is a natural human trait. Yeah. Happens to all of us and always will happen to prophets and anbiya, and happen to the best and the leader of the humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will carry on with the rest of the what I have to say, inshallah, next time. Now, Zafar, is nothing in writing, is there?
No, just Jazakallah khairan. Sister sent. That's it.
That's fine. I think Jaffer's on here. Wants you to add him to the group if he's still on here, on the WhatsApp group of this circle.
I'll text on this group now, and if you can just note my number down in the.
Jaffer, yeah, you can hear me. Send your number. And we had 3 weeks now.
Yes, Sheikh.
So is it 1 week off next week then?
Yeah. If that's okay with yourself?
Yeah. And then we're back the week after that, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Is that all right with everybody?
Yes.
I don't think everybody's still got the message out there, but alhamdulillah. I think people are finding out that it's back on, inshallah.
I've sent it to all the groups. I'll see if it
that's gets... fine. Some people.
Hello? Hello?
I think he left by mistake, so.
I think Jake has muted himself.
Have I muted it? Sorry.
Yes.
No, it wasn't on purpose. May Allah SWT make us from Al-Kadhimin Al-Ghayd, those who control our anger. And forgive us and give us sabr. Take care, all of you. Fi manillah.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.